This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is primary election day in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenney has more.
Colorado held its presidential primary back in March. Today's primary is for state offices. The highest profile race is the Democratic contest to run for U.S. Senate. Former Governor John Hickenlooper is facing off against former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. The race took a negative turn recently. Romanoff launched an attack ad against Hickenlooper, while a dark money group supporting the former governor has unleashed a text campaign. On the Western Slope and in Southern Colorado, voters will choose candidates on both sides of the race for the U.S. House seat in Congressional District 3. Incumbent Scott Tipton has a Republican challenger, small business owner Lauren Boebert. On the Democratic side, former State Representative Diane Mitch Bush and businessman James Iacino are fighting for the nomination. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools is cutting $65 million from its budget. That's more than 5%. The Denver School Board unanimously approved the budget and cuts Monday. Chalkbeat reports the district will still give raises to teachers and low-wage workers. Salaries of top district administrators will be reduced, with the superintendent taking a 10% pay cut. The biggest cuts will be in the district's central administrative office. Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond says he's going to skip this year's baseball season over systemic racism and the danger of COVID-19. Desmond, who is biracial, says he will instead work to help establish a little league near his hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Major League Baseball is letting some players with pre-existing medical conditions opt out of playing this year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.